the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King is facing a staffing crisis, according to the union that represents workers, like nurses. They say the staff are working longer hours and that being short-staffed leaves those on the clock in potential danger. This is the latest in a series of ongoing issues facing veterans hospitals in Wisconsin. And in news out this weekend, some programs aimed at helping homeless veterans in the state are losing federal funding. Caitlin Farrell joins us now. She's a public affairs and investigative reporter for the Capital Times. Caitlin, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, before we get into the story about staffing levels, I want to get into news that came out this weekend. Funding for some long-running programs, mainly targeting homeless veterans, apparently are getting cut. Tell us about the programs that are affected.
Sure. So the state runs with some federal funding. They run three separate programs. They're residential housing programs, primarily targeted for homeless veterans at their veterans' nursing homes. So they have one at King, Union Grove, and Chippewa Falls. And so the one at King was one of the first ones in the country. And so, yeah, they just got word last week that the federal funding that they had been getting for several decades to run those programs, they're no longer going to get. So they have to close them.
And as I understand it, there was a change not that long ago where it used to be the funding, once they got it, just kind of kept going. They had to start reapplying for it. Is that right?
Correct. Right. That's what Secretary Dan Zimmerman told me. So the program at King had been running since 1994, and they had gotten a federal grant to run that program. So it's like the federal government gave the state money, and then the state turned around and hired a contractor to run those programs and sort of funneled the money that way. So, yeah, they were able to sustain it for several years that way, and I guess there was just a change in funding over, you know, a couple of years ago where they got a one-time grant and then the opportunity to extend that, and so they applied again now to get their grant with the potential for extensions, and this time it was not renewed. So
between those two homes that are not going to get funded, how many veterans, previously homeless veterans, were using this program?
So, 47 veterans are going to have to be moved to other facilities. That is slightly less than the number of beds available. I believe 60 beds there was available at King and at Union Grove. So, they didn't quite have all the beds filled at this point. But the Chippewa Falls program, which is the newest one, did get conditional funding, but that's not finalized yet. So I guess they got a signal from the federal VA that they think that they're going to get funding, but they have to wait a few more weeks to see if that actually comes through. And my understanding is if they don't get federal funding for that one, that it would have to close as well because the state just can't make up the difference.
I know this is new news, but is there a thought as to what's going to happen to those 40-plus veterans who are affected here?
So Secretary Zimmerman told me last week that he's monitoring the situation and is going to work to make sure that those other veterans are placed in other comparable programs. And so I'm not quite sure on the details exactly, but I think that the agency is going to be looking into, programs sort of around in the same location where they had theirs to try to see if there's other beds available to transfer them to.
And I read in your piece, it looks like we don't really know why the funding wasn't renewed. Is that right?
Right. WDVA said that they don't really know. Apparently, you know, they file for an extension. That application is reviewed, by different reviewers at the federal VA, and they haven't really been able to get an answer as to, you know, why exactly this time it was not renewed. WDVA did tell me that their sense is that the federal VA is moving more towards favoring nonprofits managing these types of programs rather than states doing it. And so that was sort of a conjecture that the secretary had, that maybe they really want the states to kind of get out of the business of these homeless residential programs.
We're talking to Caitlin Farrell now, reporter, looking at some news about veterans' homes here in Wisconsin. And I wanted to turn to the King Veterans Home in particular. This has been a lot of stories coming out about King on and off over the last year or so. Now, a key public employee union, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFSCME, has been critical of the staffing levels at King, and they used the event of a storm to really try to make their case. Can you tell us that story?
Right. So, AFSCME published a post on their blog last week highlighting what they told me was a composite of experiences from a variety of workers at King, and talked about how workers had to deal with a huge storm that hit the area back in June, where power was lost to businesses throughout the area, but also King. So the post was written, the Wisconsin AFSCME chapter has a new communications director, Michael Horecki. He wrote that post. He's quoted in my story. And yeah, just really highlighted some specifics about what happened that day, but what Michael told me, too, he really sort of wanted to re-highlight and surface for folks is just this ongoing staffing shortage that you know, King is struggling with and has been struggling with for several years when it comes to direct care for the veterans there.
What do we know about the scope of the staffing shortage? What kind of things are we seeing at King?
So we're seeing forced overtime, the agency says is a condition of employment. So, you know, when CNAs or nurses sign on and agree to be employed there, they know that that's a possibility. But that's something that the union has highlighted and I've written about, too. This can be a real concern when, you know, you have some really sick veterans that require an acute level of care and, you know, there's people caring for them who are on forced overtime and have been working consistently. So there's been that. There's also still unfilled shifts that do persist there. And so the state does contract with a temporary staffing agency. So that staffing agency will supply them with CNAs as needed. The union contends that, you know, the state shouldn't be hiring those folks. Instead, they should be focusing on trying to increase wages or do things to retain and care for the state employees. Those temporary workers get a higher wage in lieu of benefits that like state workers would get. And then there's also about 100 unfilled certified nursing assistant positions that still are unfilled. And that number has pretty much stayed the same over the last few years. And there is a shortage in the industry at large. And the agency also contends that, you know, King is in Waupaca County, a pretty rural county. There's at least 8 other nursing homes in that county, and it can be difficult just to get people to find, you know, to tap the workforce to fill those positions. But a combination of those three things just continues to make staffing, you know, a challenge and a point of criticism for workers' advocates.
In your reporting on this, you talked to people from the union and from the State Department, and it sounds like everybody agrees there is a shortage. There is dispute, apparently, over how much, you know, forced overtime particular workers are having to do. There's a dispute over the extent of this shortage.
Right. Yeah. Yep. That's about right. I mean, I think everyone agrees that there's a shortage, and I think everyone agrees, too, that and acknowledges that the nurses, CNAs there really are doing the very best they can and have, you know, the best of intentions when it comes to really wanting to provide great care for the veterans who live at King. But I think, yes, like you said, there's a dispute there. I mean, the agency says that it's under control. Secretary Zimmerman has come in, and he says that he's worked on a variety of personnel initiatives to retain and hire CNAs, and that he's really done some, he's put in place some measures to kind of make the schedule work out better. So it's not as kind of draconian as the union would portray it, according to the agency. So, you know, WDVA says that folks have a choice. You know, they can sign up for overtime hours. They can kind of try to fit that into their schedule. He maintains that, you know, there is a focus on state employees who are well taken care of and that the temporary CNAs that come in are experienced and go through a screening process to make sure we don't just have temps coming in who have no experience and, like, have no familiarity with what they're doing. And so I suppose the disagreement there really comes in with, like, the scope of the problem there. But, yes, I mean, the agency now acknowledges that it is a problem. It's something they're working towards and that things there are going well. They're really happy with the level of care that is provided to residents there, and they maintain that they're doing a really good job.
And you also write that the Veteran Affairs Secretary is looking at reducing the capacity of King Veterans Home. So they can't bring in the staff, apparently, so maybe fewer residents, fewer patients?
Right, yep. And that was something else that came out during my discussion with him last week, is that they officially reduced the bed count. It was 721 beds, and now, I don't want to misspeak, I think it's 660 or so. But, right, he said that he really field. He had said that there were some beds that just were not filled generally, but that it made sense to reduce the bed count to really better align with the workforce, the realities of the workforce they have. And so I think that is something that, you know, I had talked about in some earlier reporting I did. They had had the home at a much higher capacity than what's standard in the industry, like more like 95% full versus more like 80% or so. And so it has 662 beds, down from 721.
Okay.
So, right. But yes, that was a move also that Secretary acknowledged, right? You know, we have these workforce challenges. There were some beds that were not filled. And so it just makes sense to officially lower that count at this point.
Again, is there a sense that somebody else can pick up the slack if they were at operating close to capacity and they've lowered their capacity? Some of these veterans are going to need to go somewhere else?
Right. Well, I'm not quite sure, I guess, at this point. I think that there are two other veterans nursing homes in the state. And so I think right now the agency, from what I understand from my conversations with Secretary Zimmerman, I think the agency, too, is trying to really do the best it can, it says, to place veterans, you know, in the facility that best fits them. And so, you know, maybe if a veteran wanted to come to King and there's no longer a bed there, they could see the feasibility for putting them at Union Grove or Chippewa Falls or finding a better option there. And so, I think there would be availability for them to increase capacity at another home or move those beds somewhere else at some point. Especially like at King 2, there's going to be another residence hall. It's actually a separately licensed nursing facility that Moses Hall is scheduled to be built or start construction here in the next year. So, there's going to be beds coming online with that facility as well.
Caitlin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Caitlin Farrell is a public affairs and investigative reporter for the Capital Times. She joined us to talk about a union complaint that the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King is chronically understaffed and that the staff is overworked. She also caught us up on changes coming up to some programs that assist homeless veterans in the state.